And welcome back to Rosie on the House. If you're contemplating putting in a lawn yard or updating or changing, modifying, remodeling your landscape hardscape, we've got the experts in studio here this morning from Sunburst Landscaping. The number to call and talk to us is 1-888-767-4348. We've got Mark and Jenny in here. And we brought y'all in particularly to continue the conversation on the AstroTurf. And you know, if as a homeowner, if I were going to start calling and asking, that's exactly what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd say, do y'all do AstroTurf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like Kleenex.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly concept. Is. Mm-hmm. But y'all's product is EasyTurf.
Yes, sir.
And it's manufactured where?
Calhoun, Georgia.
Calhoun, Georgia.
Calhoun, Georgia.
And what was the source of the innovations? I mean, how do the creators decide, okay, I'm going to make a better artificial turf?
No, great question. And it's kind of interesting, too, because, again, regionally will dictate different advancements in technology, what have you. But the number one thing that propelled us to the top of the market was a drainage system we invented called MaxFlow. If you look at any turf, if you had 50 companies come to your house, including us, 49 companies are going to show up. If you flip over their turf, it's going to have holes that are burnt or punched in the back of it about every 6 inches apart, which means the fastest hole punch drainage system in the market drains at less than 60 inches per an hour, which means it drains slower than real grass. So the times that we do get those heavy monsoons, I have a great video on my phone of the last monsoon this midsummer where it was just a downpour, and I had water piling up everywhere in my yard except in my turf. Because the hole punch drainage systems, the typical ones, drain very slowly. The other issue that you have is when it comes to pet urine. If you can't teach a dog to pee over a hole it can't see, then it has nowhere to go. So it just sits in those gaps, gets baked into the turf, and that's where turf has gotten such a bad rap in the pet industry. Well, we invented MaxFlow drainage for the National Football League. Seattle Seahawks in particular. Outdoor stadium, high precipitation, New England Patriots was another one, high precipitation areas. They were having situations where when they would get precipitation, the water would puddle and pool and become a dangerous or unrealistic playing surface. So we were basically told, figure it out, or we're going back to real grass. And so some of our engineers got together and they created MaxFlow drainage, where it's the only 100% permeable drainage system in the market that's non-absorbent. It also has a three-layer built-in weed barrier system, so you're not adding a bunch of extra layers to slow down drainage, trap urine, or what have you. But that was invented for the National Football League. To your point, how do you come up with this stuff? So we really boast of our affiliation as the top manufacturer of artificial turf worldwide, and we're hands down, not even close, the number one athletic turf on the globe. Well, the reason we boast of that is because a lot of our innovations and research start there and then trickle down to the residential landscape level. So when it comes to that drainage system, 100% permeable. It's not a hole punch system anymore. It's a rinsable system to where it's now the most pet-friendly product in the market. We're backed by Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. We're the only turf around that has any backing from that pet industry. So he's had our turf for 6-7 years, and so that drainage system is one of those. And then when you start looking at the look of it, the feel of it, and all those different things, the cheaper the plastic that you go, the more abrasive it becomes, doesn't feel like real grass. It's like a Brillo pad. A lot of reports of people going with a cheaper turf and their dogs hated it because it doesn't feel like real grass and they won't touch it. So things like that. So if you look at our success at the athletic level, one of the reasons athletes love playing on artificial if they have to with field turf is because when they fall on our turf, they don't lose half their skin with it. Like back when I played in the NAU Dome at one point in high school, and when I was playing college baseball, you'd dive for a ball and you'd come up.
It's like a carpet burn.
Like carpet burns because it was so abrasive. So all of those adaptations that begin at that high-end athletic level, and you got to understand, billion-dollar industry, multi-billion-dollar industry, they're going to put all the research and innovation to have the best potential product that their athletes can play on because they have to protect those multi-million-dollar investments. Okay, so
keep them happy and keep them injury free.
Yeah, because it feels like grass, behaves like real grass, you know, looks like real grass. Because TV contracts, there's got to be an appeal and all those different things. So when those innovations happen at that level, and they take a look at that and they start to adapt it down residentially, that's where EasyTurf field turf has become so dominant in the market, because of that the adaptation to go now into your home, and now you've got a one-year-old out there playing on the turf, and they're not getting carpet burns.
Well, let's bring Michael into the conversation. He's called from Mesa with a question for our guests here. If you'd like to talk artificial turf or anything having to do with your landscape or hardscape, give us a ring. The toll-free number right now is 1-888-767-4348. Mike, good morning.
Morning. Hey, you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So my wife and I bought a house in East Mesa, and we're thinking about putting some artificial turf in the backyard. And the back side of the house faces east, so when the sun rises up, the glare comes off of the windows. I got four of them right onto the wall, and I can see it drag down towards the ground, and I'm thinking that might be bad for the whatever I would have put down in there, like artificial. Is there something I should put on the windows to negate that?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the number one thing that we emphasize to people when we do installations. When we go out to do the proposal, is window reflection is the biggest nemesis to artificial turf.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's not really a heat factor. It's more of the magnification of the UV rays. So we've seen massive melting in 60-degree weather. Window screens takes care of the problem. So just basic window screens. Window screens are cheap. You apply those to the windows. It takes care of the reflection. You're good to go.
Well, it also does a lot for you inside the house as well. Yeah, they're exactly. One of the most least expensive, energy-conserving tools that you can use. So for all those reasons, Michael, sunscreen the windows, and now the reflection isn't going to be an issue on your turf. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that big a dilemma.
Yeah, and real quick, real further, research has not been proven that tint works yet. So don't get lured into that one.
All right. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.